We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school wrestling as we wrap up the boys' season for Riverside and a good state tournament overall, three medals. And, of course, a state champion, Drew Anderson, wins it on Saturday night. Casey Conover, head coach for Riverside Boys Wrestling, joins us now. And, Coach, how'd you feel overall about how your team did at the state tournament?
They battled the kid hard. It was fun to watch them. They didn't back down at all. State tournament has a lot of highs and a lot of lows. We had some matches that got away from us, but we had some matches that we did very, very well, and we had some really good outcomes.
Well, certainly, Drew Anderson, he came in as the number one seed. There were some media outlets that were made predictions and said that he could potentially lose in the championship. I don't know where they got that from, but whatever, as he defied that, dominated in the championship match. I just love the way he came out in that finals and just simply blew away his opponent and eventually finished it off. What did you think about Drew and what he accomplished?
His focus was amazing at the tournament. You know, he was laser focused. He didn't look ahead. He took one match at a time. And it was kind of interesting because, like Drew said in his interview in the finals, after the finals match, his bracket got turned upside down when the 4 seed gets beat, the 3 seed gets beat, the 2 seed gets beat, the 8 seed got beat, you know, the 5 seed got beat. And so you really couldn't focus on just one individual. You just had to take care of us ourselves. And that's what Drew did really good about. He just kind of focused on what he does best and got to his offense, got to his attacks. And again, what we always said all you is have fun, score points. And that's what he did. He had fun and he scored a lot of points.
Yes, he did. And he actually got emotional at the very end when he was talking with the media. He doesn't tend to get emotional that much, but it obviously meant a lot to him.
Yeah, it did. I mean, it meant not only to see his achievement goal, but to have his teammates to buy him on that side. I think that was probably one of the most special moments I thought was the night was after he won. I had no clue the teammates were on the edge of the mat. Him running and jumping into his teammates was pretty darn special. Just it kind of showed how close our team is and how close the Riverside school and community is.
Yeah. And then two other medals, Jackson Gordon and Max Shano, both won their final matches of the year, getting a 7th place medal. For Gordon, it's his final match of his Riverside career. Obviously, he's going to leave a strong legacy in football, but what kind of legacy does he leave in wrestling?
Oh, he left a just impressive legacy in wrestling. He finished with 163 career wins. He has the most pins in Riverside history with 110. 3-time qualifier, medalist finally. You know, that was his big goal. And seeing him win his last match of his career in that dominating fashion was fun to see that. We always talked about that on Friday night. You know, go out with a win. That's the biggest thing. Always finish your career on a win, and he got the job done. I'm excited for him. He's excited for track. We get the snow off the track. He's going to do some good things there. And then I'm really excited to watch him continue his career at Morning Center with the football team. He has a great coach in Coach Ryan, and he's going to do some really, really special things at Morningside.
Yeah, absolutely. What a great school for football, and he's going to have an amazing opportunity there. But, you know, your future looks pretty bright here because you got Max Shano, 7th place, and then Mason Hauser, who obviously ran into a tough time on Friday after a good day on Thursday. But, I mean, two young wrestlers there that, you know, can take up your mantle. What do you like about each one of them as they go forward? Because to get experience like they did and like Max winning a medal, it's an amazing experience for them.
Yeah, it was. Seeing Max compete hard, and I mean, there were some ups and downs that Max had, and seeing him persevere through that to get that medal was pretty impressive. I mean, he's not satisfied. He wanted to be top three. He's pretty really disappointed he didn't get that. But his leadership, what he's going to bring to the offseason, is going to be pretty exciting. He's already talking about getting going already this week about Freestyle Greco, and he's going to bring a lot of kids with him during that. Mason, I know, was very disappointed that he did not get his ultimate goal state championship. I mean, he was right there. He was right there almost getting into the medal rounds and that type of stuff. But we also remember he's coming off from a major injury, ACL injury, where he hasn't wrestled in a year and a half. I'm really excited about having the offseason. He finally gets to have off season, and that offseason is going to be big. He's already talked about big plans he's going to do the spring and summer in the Freestyle Greco seasons. I know he wants to qualify for Fargo and try to become an All-American there. And that's exciting to see these freshmen kind of picking up the lead now. But also, they'll also bring the sophomores and juniors along with them, you know. We're talking with Kingston, he's got into the blood loan a third time and didn't quite make it. And you can see the drive he wants now to get that medal for next year.
Well, yeah, and that brings me to Kingston Kerrigan, Rex Shano, two juniors. They'll now be, you know, senior leaders for you next year. And, you know, obviously maybe hungry next year to get on that medal stand after getting a taste of it this year. You're imagining probably big things out of those two.
Yeah, Rex had a huge growth. You know, he was a kid that didn't wrestle varsity last year. You know, he was never in the varsity lineup with JV, and to win 26 matches and make the state tournament is really darn impressive. Even at the beginning of the year, he wasn't in the varsity lineup yet. He was still JV. So his improvement over the season, it was huge. And he has real big goals. But, you know, the disappointing sad part of the party tournament was Gavin, you know, wrestling competitively and then unfortunately had a mishap in the match. You know, that's part of wrestling, part of contact sports. Ends up tearing his ACL and MCL and LCL. Well, he'll have to have off-season surgery. But that's part of the sport. But ending his career at the state tournament, that's the way you want to end it.
Yeah, I mean, what Gavin Hackett does leave a strong legacy. He played good football. He played good. He was wrestling for you. I mean, it was when you come off an injury like that, it's probably just a good achievement for him to get to state. Obviously, he wanted to do more than go 0-2, but still,
yeah,
a great
achievement. That injury happened. That injury happened at state.
Oh, the injury happened at state.
Oh. Yeah. In second match, halfway through the second match, he just landed wrong and he just tore everything.
Oh man. So he's got to have surgery now.
Yep.
Oh, that's rough. What else can you say about your team just to overall wrap things up? You know, these seven kids obviously get to state great for them, but how do you feel about just what your team achieved this year?
It was a fun season. The kids achieved a lot of great things, and I told the kids to be proud of it and enjoy it. But off season begins, and we are now looking for the future. You know, someone asked me, have you looked back and reflected on the season? And I said, I don't have time to. I think when I finally retire from coaching, I probably take a step back and look at all the years and all the great seasons I had. But my mind now goes into our next season, which is girls track for me and then freestyle Greco season. And now I start trying to build for next year. You know, we always want to keep building and keep building. And that's what I tell the kids. Enjoy the moment, but we got to now plan for the future. You know, we can't let our past events define us. We'll start defining our future achievements.
Well, Coach, a great season overall, and it caps with a state championship with Drew Anderson. Congratulations on that. And we will see you down the road at a Riverside event. Really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for covering us.
Casey Conover, head coach for Riverside Boys Wrestling here on KSOM.